to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight. First pitch 8:40. Playing the worst team in baseball, the 8-win Colorado Rockies.
8 wins on May 20th.
It's almost...
That's tough.
Dude, it's almost a situation where you need to sweep all 4 games. Like, that's how bad they are.
Well, that's what... Like, last night was annoying.
Yes, the first 5 innings.
For most of it.
Yeah, we're down 1-0 or 3-0.
Yeah, and, like, dumb mistakes, too. Like, letting Jordan Beck get the second base, and then that bleeder falls in.
Well, and then I went and I looked to... Who was the starter for Colorado last night?
Kyle Freeland.
Kyle Freeland. I'm like, maybe he's good. And I look at his 7 starts this year. It was, like, 6 runs, 5 runs, 6 runs. Yeah, it was annoying. Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
I was trying to find real quick.
A buzz-like delay on that.
No. It was lower. I was trying to find real quick where Battle got that Ike return from.
Oh.
Because it was not this.
That'd be Baby Ruth Taylor.
That's what I thought it was.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the Broads one. Where he mumbled right through the Broads one. So I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll find it a little bit later.
The Broads one was incredible.
The Broads one's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. See you, Broads.
So good.
All right. But I have for you today.
You missed this yesterday, buddy?
Yeah. The 5 things I don't want to hear anymore. Now, we all love Ben Davis on this show.
Mm-hmm.
He is a new entrant to the drop board with stuff like this.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yep.
And I'm sure he's thrilled to be on the drop board. It's an honor that everyone around the city relishes.
It's like a key to the city from the WIP afternoon show.
Exactly right. And this is not a pause moment, but it's just something I don't want to hear anymore is whatever this noise Ben made on the broadcast last night.
But Helton would he would grunt on every swing. And it was loud and obnoxious.
Whoa.
You want to hit that again?
Sounds like a tennis player.
Yeah, he's Monica Seles.
The 4th thing that I don't want to hear any more of is Podcast P.
Yeah, I'm done with him.
Podcast P, he's back. The podcast is taking off.
Yep.
And
he's doing it for the people.
For the people.
So for the people.
All the honesty.
He doesn't want to run from it.
No.
It's for the people. And thank God he doesn't worry about getting his body right anymore.
Right. Well, yesterday it came out, but Gilly took him to task on his last year at the Sixers. Here's the back and forth.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. I gave you a pass this year. This year, you got to go stupid, bro.
Nah, 100%. The most frustrating thing about the last season was, obviously, I came in, I was healthy. I didn't have no hiccups. I spent the whole offseason working on my body, getting healthy, and then I get to Philly. Preseason, I get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, like, I didn't give it full time to heal. I got an expectation. I'm not going to leave them hanging. I want to go out there and play. I'm out there and it's like, damn, like I know something ain't right. Obviously the hyperextension, my knee was still bothering me. I had the brace for a long time. From the brace, I started to develop, quad tendon injury. Then I had an injury that I didn't even know. And this was the original of why I was feeling like something's off. Come to find out I had a torn adductor. And the whole time it's just like, people like the Philly fans can be rough on you. I was cool with it because again, at the end of the day, it's an expectation that they hold. And I respect that. I'm not one that's going to shy away from that. I want that heat. You know what I mean? I want that pressure. It just was unfortunate that like, man, I can't give them everything I got. And I ain't here for no excuses. I didn't hold up to my bargain, right? But I do know and I have learned what I need to go and do going forward.
So can I tell you the thing with Podcast P or Paul George on that? I do respect that he's like, I wasn't good enough. I don't blame the fans for being mad at me. Mm-hmm. He let Gilly roast him, say it wasn't good enough. But like, just leave it at that. It's just, this is the problem with the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that he's going to end up saying something that's annoying.
Yep.
And I just don't I'm actually fine with him being on the team. I still think he could be a pretty good player. Mm-hmm. I just want him to shut up. I just want him to shut up. I know that sounds unfair. I talk for 4 hours a day. Some would say too much.
Yeah.
But I want him to shut up because my job
is to
talk.
Well, you wouldn't be talking 4 hours a day if you were making $50 million a year.
No, I would not. And can I tell you, if I was making $50 million a year, you couldn't pay me enough to go do a friggin' podcast once a week.
Exactly,
and,
right, yes.
And have some guy come on the podcast and tell me how I suck.
Right.
I'm a Hall of Fame basketball player. I do not need to get, this isn't an
Gilly.
Anti, yeah.
Right.
It's like, just shut up. He just, yeah. Do you hear in that? All
well,
he could have said
what you're
was,
saying, yeah.
He, the first part of the answer was fine. I hear what you're saying. It wasn't good enough. Fans can have a right to be mad. Mm-hmm. But here are all the injuries I had.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, they say, yeah, you went through, you were good at the beginning, and then you started giving us the explanations, the reasons,
yeah.
The excuses, which people don't want to. I'll say this, man. If Paul George is here next year, man, if again, with the health, if he's healthy, I guess he's a solid player.
He's a great
position.
Shooter.
Yes,
he's
yeah.
a good defender. Like he's not worth $50 million. I get it. But he's
I tell you what,
should
Ace,
be fine.
If Ace Bailey becomes Paul George,
we would all be very, very happy.
We'd all be very happy.
Yeah.
Now, college Paul George, Fresno State, or pro?
No, pro Paul George.
Pro Paul George.
Man. Man, young Paul George in Indiana, and even when he went to OKC, Paul George was still...
Even with the Clippers.
Yes. His first couple years of the Clippers.
When he was in Indiana, that's when he was going head-to-head against LeBron.
Yep.
When he was in OKC, they were good.
Yep.
And then he had a Western Conference Finals run. I would die for a Conference Finals
yeah,
run.
I'll take Paul. Yeah, I'll take. If he's Paul George, yeah, hell yeah, I'll take that.
I just want him to shut up. I just podcast pee needs to go away.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The third thing I don't want to hear any more of is more fraud Eagles fans coming out of the woodwork after the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Who now?
So A.J. Brown talked earlier today because we all remember John Legend played at his engagement party.
Yeah.
Well, here's A.J. Brown talking about that relationship.
How do you go about getting John Legend in your proposal?
He's a big Eagles fan. He's a big Eagles fan. He went to a school here in Penn. So it just kind of teamed up perfectly for me, and so I'm going to leave it at that.
Big Eagles fan, John Legend. My ass. No way is he an Eagles fan.
Where is he from?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Definitely not from here.
No.
I know he went to college, quote-unquote, here.
Well, he went to Penn.
Well, it's not quote-unquote
yeah,
college.
Yeah, right across the street.
Yeah.
I just said quote-unquote. Let's not get okay. hung up on the quote-unquote. All right. I see what you're doing in there. I'm just Anne Hathaway came out of the woodwork.
Yes.
By the way, Anne Hathaway on Instagram celebrating the Knicks series win.
Hold on. Good, because you were pro Anne Hathaway.
I just wanted to I was trying to get her on the show.
Well, here's the thing you'll find with a lot of these stars, actors, entertainers, what have you. They're rarely a fan of every sports team from wherever they're from.
Sure.
So usually they got different
or
allegiance.
They end up Laker fans because
yeah,
they're
like,
in L.A.
Like, yeah. Like,
so he's from Springfield, Ohio.
Look at Ohio.
John Legend.
John Legend. He's an Ohioisman.
Yeah.
Diehard Eagles fan from the middle of Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He didn't say he was a diehard Eagles fan.
He said big
he
Eagles fan.
He said big Eagles fan. I don't know how old John Legend is, but maybe he was here during the time that I was playing. I mean, yeah. We won a lot of football. We gained a lot of Eagles fans through the early 2000s, especially when it comes to celebrities.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We gained a lot of Eagles fans during that time.
You guys were good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I just want to quiz him. I just want to know how many, like, I want to see.
Jack the Gatekeeper.
I never heard him ever mention the Eagles once, John Legend. Now all of a sudden he's a big Eagles fan.
You don't even like the Eagles.
But I do. That's where that's where I get my backup. I get my backup when these people start coming out of the woodwork.
The Eagles, here's what I'll tell you. The Eagles are a national brand.
Uh-huh.
They're no longer relegated to being regional.
I know, but I like that.
I understand that, but we're past that. The team has had too much success to be like, it's us against the world and nobody else likes the Eagles. When quite frankly, a lot of people like these. They like Nick. They like Jalen Hurts. They like Saquon Barkley. There's a lot of people out there that like the Eagles.
I let Morris Chestnut in. Even though he's not from here, because he's all over the place. He's in the hype videos. I get it. Is John Legend going to do anything with a hype video? Like, I just, I've never heard of John Legend. Well, he's 47 years old.
We could take a break from Bradley Cooper for one of the hype videos and use John Legend.
Different people.
Bradley Cooper's been around for a long time as an Eagles fan. John Legend came out of nowhere. Anne Hathaway came out of nowhere.
Well,
I'm not telling you they didn't come around in 2017. I'm not telling you that's not when it is.
There's no way he can name 10 Eagles. No way.
We got to get John Legend on the show.
I'm sure he'd
let me DM him on Instagram like I did with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, sure that'll go away.
Didn't work out.
The second thing I don't want to hear about anymore is Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. I mean,
you're done?
I don't care. Whatever. Now there's the thing of today, a big story that she's telling people that they're engaged to be married.
She told at least one person that they're engaged.
Wow, really?
That was the story today. Yeah.
Every day there's something
surprised?
About Bill Belichick and her. It's like, who cares? Whatever.
Well, it seems like a lot of people care.
Yes, I kind
of care.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like a lot of people care.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm with you.
Oh, really? You don't care?
No. I honestly, I don't.
Okay.
But I do because it's a story.
I can't look away.
Yeah, it's a story.
Yeah.
Listen, old man is living his life, man.
Yep.
The family members, relax. He's not going to give away all the money. Relax.
He almost couldn't possibly.
No.
He must have so much money.
Well, they're worried about him giving it to her.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Well, they're worried about that, the will.
Yes.
The will.
Exactly.
There's going to be such a fight over the will if Bill Belichick passes away.
And you know he's going to make it cryptic. And
yep. She's going to get every penny.
What they don't realize is he secretly doesn't like some of you as family members. You just think he does. He's not leaving you anything.
The smart move would be, if you're a Bill Belichick family member, to be very positive.
Exactly.
So you can stay in the will.
Yes, to be supportive of what he's doing.
Don't be fighting over him dying before he dies.
Yes.
Yep. Get in there.
Let the big dog eat.
Yes.
Yes.
But the number one thing I don't want
And by the way, Bill Belichick, if you use promo code 94 at BlueChew.com, you get your first month free.
You know that dude. I'm surprised he isn't already pushing some product.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised he's not already pushing a product. You know they've called him.
Yes.
Of course people have called him.
Yes. And by the way, BlueChew, Carolina, Blue.
Yes.
Come on,
whoa.
Bill.
He's embarrassed to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He's embarrassed to do it. I mean, he won't do it.
He's got to call Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
He was one of
Would
the OGs.
Agree? They've called him.
Oh, they, yeah, of absolutely.
They of course they called him.
Do you think that he coaches a game in North Carolina?
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. I think this is all noise from the outside. First of all, North Carolina is irrelevant if he's not there. So where's the benefit for them, for him not being at? He's like, they're acting as if somehow they threw him a lifeline.
Right.
He's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
He's fine. You're North Carolina. Nobody cares about that school or going there unless it's for basketball. For football, you're not going to get a bigger or better coach than Bill Belichick. It would be foolish for North Carolina to ruin this relationship based on what outside people are saying about this young lady being his girlfriend.
All I know is I want her calling plays by week 3.
Yeah. I'm just saying, would you agree though, if I'm North Carolina, I'm making sure I keep Bill Belichick happy before he decides to leave.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
Just remember, Mike Lombardi ditched us.
Yeah.
To go there.
Yeah. Well, he can't come back, by the way.
Well, he definitely's not coming back because Mayock is taking over.
Mayock's way better. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Mike.
Yes.
But the number one thing I don't want to hear anymore is that Jonesy isn't one of us. He's still one of us.
Oh, Keith Jones.
He was on the morning show this morning.
Yeah.
And he dropped a few pause-worthy moments as he used to do.
Oh, there we go.
Back when he was on the morning show. Here's the first one.
I was lucky. I was always an early riser, like no matter what.
Yeah.
So that it kind of became the perfect job for me. So no matter what time I was finished doing a hockey game the night before or coming back from Connecticut when the NBC studios were there, I never had a problem getting up.
And he also,
you know, if you've ever watched the morning show, if you ever watched the morning show, when Jonesy delivers a line like that, he gives you like this little kid just got away with something look, like this grin. Yep. I'm sure he gave that grin.
100%. But he also, this one is even better.
Flame beloved.
I think it worked for him, you know, in order to sell what we have going on here to him. He was very popular. There was a lot of teams that were after him. And it was not an easy get. So I was happy that process, ended the way it did. But it was long and it was hard.
Still one of us.
Yep. He can't shake it. He did it for too long.
That's more of you focusing in on that.
But it was long and it was hard.
Yeah, that's you. That's not Jonesy.
That is drop board type material, though. Sorry, Jonesy. We got very high quality.
What's the first one he said?
I had no problem getting
up. Yeah, I had no problem getting up. That's one, Jonesy. I could see the smirk coming from
there. Yes, the huge Jonesy smirk.
Yes. Well, yeah, because he's talking about Tockett there. He's got to sell his guy. You never make a joke in the middle of that.
Great to hear Jonesy.
Yes.
I hadn't heard him all year.
Yeah.
Except from the last time he was on with us.
Yep.
Love hearing
but
Jonesy.
But it was long and it was hard.
With that Canadian accent.
Yep.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Walt in West Deptford, you're on WIP. What's up, Walt?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, just calling in. Showing that today's been good. I've been listening to everything since 8 a.m. All the shows been great with Jonesy in the morning, what you guys were just talking about.
There you go.
All that. You and Gilio did pretty good on your debate. I liked it.
Oh,
I'm
appreciate
on your side
it.
With Embiid. We're keeping Embiid.
There we go.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah.
See?
We're keeping Embiid. There's no reason to get rid of him this year. We'll give him one more year.
Yep. That's at least one more.
See, well,
at least one more year.
Embiid needs more of Ike and less of me, to be quite honest with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But our Phillies are hot. Phillies a great time right now. Really, what I just wanted to be short and sweet and just hop in on the narrator at the end just for the tickets.
Oh, the distinctive voice for next question today.
Yeah.
And the winner gets a choice between Thomas Rhett tickets, which is at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion July 11th. July 12th is Creed. July 29th is The Offspring. And that is part of Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer. You can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. All right, what's your distinctive voice? It's Busta Rhymes' birthday.
I'm going to say Morgan Freeman.
I already been taken. You got a backup?
Oh, what's it? All right, Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh, there you go.
Samuel L. is a good one.
Samuel.
Samuel L. is a good one, Walt.
I'll go with that one.
All right.
There you go.
There he is.
Samuel. Yes, Walt.
That's a good one. Ziggy in Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
Dallas sucks.
There you go. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, that's it. What do you want me to say? I mean, you know, they're going to put their money on Dallas in the early part of the season because they're just going to be trash anyway.
Are you calling Friday show? Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting it out a little bit.
Okay, it's all right. You got anything else?
I don't really care about the tush push.
Okay, all right.
We need. You know how hard it is to get back to the big game after you won it.
It's very hard.
This is just a little bit more juice. That's all.
Okay.
We're back to everyone's against us because they can't beat us. So that's fine. That's good. I don't care. We don't need it. It's not who we are. It's just one of our things. It's just a little nuance. And we'll come up with something else.
Okay.
I'm worried about it.
All right. Anything else on the list?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
What do I want to know? You called. I just want to make sure you got everything out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Keep Embiid. Trade them. Who cares?
Yeah. There you go. You're knocking them dead today, Ziggy.
Ziggy.
You got a distinctive voice for next question today.
Right.
Yeah.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
Yeah, yeah, let's go hometown. How about Rodney Dangerfield?
Hometown of where?
His hometown, I guess.
He's from the Lehigh Valley?
I thought you meant your hometown, Ziggy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, no.
Where the hell is Rodney Dangerfield from? This is
okay.
Awesome.
All right, Ziggy, I got to dial in.
He's from Long Island.
Yeah, okay, Ziggy, what we're trying to get to is why did you say hometown and then say Rodney Dangerfield?
I misspoke.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good answer. It's a good, he's got a distinctive voice. That was one of the best calls we ever got, I think. Just went through a list of stuff
He had some stuff to get off his chest.
Yeah, started with Dallas sucks.
Yeah. And then I said, what else? And he's like, I don't know. What do you want to know? Bill and Berwyn, you're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
How you guys doing on this beautiful Tuesday?
Oh, man, we're killing
What's
it,
up, bro?
Yeah, first time, long time. I've been listening to you guys since I was a little kid. My dad would always have WIP on in the background. So
there you go.
To be on. Yeah.
Grew up with WIP.
Man.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys about Mick Abel. How are they going to keep him down here? And then with the situation with Andrew Painter as well, what's the plan? What have you guys heard?
What do you think, Fritzy?
Well, I think Abel's going to go back to AAA, obviously, because they sent him down yesterday. And Painter will be up in 2 weeks,
Yay!
3 weeks probably. And I do wonder if, like, they can't just put him right into the rotation. You know, like Taiwan's kind of taking his spot for now. Unless Taiwan struggles, maybe they could. I'm still more fascinated with Mick Abel as a possible reliever and a weapon from that standpoint.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if Taiwan would go to the bullpen since he's had some success there. But
Mick Abel's they've already said he's going back to the rotation while Nola's out. So, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I wonder what we get out of Taiwan now. Does Taiwan need to, you talk about stretching guys out.
You need a ramp up period?
Yeah, does he need a ramp up period to become a starter again?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right, good.
I wouldn't think so, but again, like he kind of ran out of gas by the third inning his last time out.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Hey, Bill, for next question today, you got somebody with a distinctive voice?
Yeah, how about Jennifer Tilly?
That is a distinctive voice. Good call, Jennifer Tilly.
Don't know Jennifer Tilly.
You Google her, you'll know her.
Yep.
In a billion movies.
Haven't.
Yeah, a billion movies. You would definitely. She's got that voice where she sounds like an airhead or whatever. It was part of her.
Oh, from, I didn't even pull her up yet. Did she play in Old School?
No, I don't think Jennifer Tilly was in Old School.
Tilly or Tiller?
Tilly. T-I-L-L-Y.
Oh, I see her. Yeah, I see her. Yeah. I do not know her.
Really?
Jennifer Allen. That's wrong. Yes, yeah, it's Jennifer Tilly.
Hmm. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, this ought to be great.
Okay, so it will be Ike. I guess you. I got a bone to pick because I didn't say it yesterday because Ike was not in yesterday because he was taking the day off.
Yeah, there you go. Some of us need those.
Mm-hmm. I know. Listen, I have the winner. The winner is Anthony Hopkins. So can a Cowboys fan win today?
Nope.
Probably not.
Oh, can I donate it?
And his voice is not even that distinctive. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins?
Oh, stop. You know who it is when you hear
Well, I know who he is.
Well, there's a million of those. We got to pick the best one, not one that counts.
We're trying to figure out, one where you just hear the voice and you don't need to see him.
Well, I was going to say Ike Reese, but...
That would have been a good choice.
That'd be a good one. Yeah. I would take, honestly, everybody made fun of mine, I would take Michael Caine over Anthony Hopkins in terms of distinctive voice.
That's wrong. Anyway,
okay. All right.
Listen, did anyone check on, did Jolly go to the Phillies Pirates game looking for Olivia Dunn?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I would imagine there was a protective order on
She's
Jolly.
So hot.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what weight loss drug is Schwarber on? What do you think he's on? Think he's taking the same
thing? No, just good old American muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure he is.
Aren't you a Phillies fan?
No, I'm not. Not anymore. I gave up on that. All right, listen, though, before I... Ike, listen.
Yes.
In honor of your hatred of the Dallas Cowboys...
Don't
and
hate.
You going, and you predicting the Cowboys to go 8-9 without even looking...
Did I say 8-9 or 9-8?
I think you said 8-9.
I said 8-9. Yeah, well, I'll stick with 8-9.
All right, I'd like to do my impression of Ike Reese on any given day. Okay, would you like to hear that? Here it goes. Okay, I'm Ike Reese. Peace, love, and harmony. Hey, Ike, let's talk about the Cowboys. I hate them. I hate the players. I hate the owner. I hate the fans, especially the ones who live in Philadelphia. They're a bunch of losers. Jerry Jones should have taken me in the first round.
I wanted to be a Cowboy, right?
I'd be in the Hall of Fame. I should be on Monday Night Football with Joe Buck. It shouldn't be that.
Well, that is true. Yeah, I should be there instead of Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I should be making millions of dollars on selling Blue Chew. Damn it, Buzz. Buzz, give me a vodka and ginger. Ike Reese on any given day.
Listen.
Good day, losers.
I don't even actually hate the Cowboys. I really don't.
Well, he hung up again.
Yeah. I don't even really hate the Cowboys. But because of you, I'll give you credit. You've sort of relit the fire for the Dallas Cowboys for me.
And I think this could be at least preseason, a rebirth of Cowboy Jim, because there's some optimism that they could be better this year.
When they smack the Cowboys on opening night, he's going to go right back into that cubbyhole.
Yep. What if we lose opening night?
Well, then his head will be out there all night. Yep. He'll never go back in the cup.
We will see him at Chickie's on that Friday. Yes. I promise you that.
Listen, I'm putting my neck on the line. Listen, the Cowboys, you said I said 8-9.
You did.
I'll take it. 8-9. Possibly 9-8. Either way, they won't get to 10 wins and they're not making the playoffs.
Okay.
There it is. I stand on
Lock it. Lock
I stand
it up.
On that.
Coming up next, Mike Garofalo with some interesting info about Nick Sirianni in the wake of Nick Sirianni signing his contract.
Pockets
his contract.
Are heavy.
Oh, he is.
Man.
Oh, he is going to buy the beer for everyone at some Sea Isle bar this week. Or is he an Avalon guy or Sea Isle guy?
Can Nick handle 15 a year?
I couldn't. I couldn't handle $15
million. Lifetime money, right? And coach's money is guaranteed.
Dude, sometimes when guys sign contracts like that, what I do the math of what the paycheck would be,
right.
And it sounds fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's getting one of those paychecks with six digits on it.
Yes.
Easily.
So it's 26 paychecks at $15 million, which means it's about $600,000 before taxes. So after taxes, it's still $350 in a paycheck.
In a paycheck.
Unbelievable.
All right.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big cube, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
I cried out,
heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold it now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, we did miss Ike during Creed yesterday, but even more.
How was it?
Well, Buzz is horrible at Creed.
Terrible. TK, also not much added.
But Buzz, I think he's too close to the mic or something. I can't even hear the song. I only hear Buzz.
I know. That might
I know
be
he's trying.
That might be a defect for you, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear the song. I just heard Buzz singing like this.
Droning.
It was so much Buzz.
And he couldn't even stop talking during Creed. We're trying to get out. Yeah. We didn't even get out during that.
And this is, I'm glad that Buzz sings it. I want him to sing poorly, even if he sings it, but it was just, it's horrible. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Would losing the tush push ultimately be a big deal for the Eagles? 72.3% say no.
No.
215-592-9494. Big Joe in Philly. You're on WIP. It's a Big Joe.
You fellas, what's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Yell cause.
What up, Joe?
I mean, dude, the fightings got me fired up with all the bozos who were saying they weren't going to be good this year.
Dude, I know it.
I digress. You know, Fritzy was obviously in that category. Spike, thank you for calling him out on that.
Thank you, buddy.
But there's still this one thing that's always on my mind, no matter what happens, when I wake up and I get to be blessed and watch him every single day, is when is Davey Dumbohead going to sign Kyle and extend him to the extension that he rightfully deserves. It just drives me nuts. And there's just this lingering feeling in my head now that the season's going to come. Nothing's going to happen at the deadline. You know, I'm not going to say if anything bad's going to happen in the postseason, but if Kyle Schwarber's not in pinstripes next year, dude, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'm fed up with it. I want to give him the money. And honestly, I think that's my only gripe with him right now. And I just, it needs to happen.
Well, Spike wants him to test free agency, so.
That's not what I said. I just don't want to participate in this debate before I have to do it on the midday show.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
That's fine.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you don't have to. So here's what I would say, Big Joe. I'd be shocked, man. I mean, you would almost need something terrible to happen, like Kyle Schwarber falling off the face of the earth the rest of the season. Like, I don't see how they don't eventually sign him, whether they get it done during the season or they wait till the offseason. He's not hitting free agency. Can you imagine if Kyle Schwarber stays on the pace that he's on and he hits 50 freaking home runs. Like, what do you think the Phillies are going to do? Let him walk out the door and have to face the wrath of this fan base?
No, but the price is just going
up. Oh, that's on them. Well, yeah, that's on them.
Going out of the park. That's yeah. Just like, and he's only DH'ing. Like, I was listening to what you guys were saying earlier about if he's, you know, tracking Bryce and obviously, like, the hot streak that he's got, like,
yeah.
He's been on the Phillies the last couple seasons. And so, I mean, the games that he plays for us, like, he's always basically been playing DH ever since Bryce has been able to come back and start to play first. So, like, there's not really that much of an injury risk. And so just with every single game that he's trying out there being the DH and with every single home run, and the longer that he's not signed, the price is just going to keep going up
can,
and up.
Can
and
I
up.
Say this, though?
Well, I think the years go up. But if they were only talking about 2 years, you got to give him at least 4 years at a minimum.
Here's the thing, though, Big Joe. I don't want to – we'll just do this anyway, is
don't
it's like...
Don't give it all away.
No, it's no, just
don't,
like...
Don't give it all away.
Here's two things. First of all, the market can only go up so high on Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
He's 32 years old. He's a DH, right? And like, so when you look at the last few years of baseball, the guys in his range, and I'm not saying Alex Bregman is a better player or worse player, but they all wind up in that same that I think baseball wants to give a ton of money to the big players, and but there's not a ton of money for the $100 million guys.
The middleman, yeah.
It just shows with Pete Alonso, and I still think Pete Alonso, who actually plays the field and is younger than Schwarber, I think a little bit, is still just going to get a 3-year deal at $100 million. Now it's more than Schwarber, but also he plays the field as well, and I think there is some value to him in New York. So that's the first thing. I think the number can only go up so high. And then the other thing I would say is you're saying that he's just going to keep doing this all year long. I could make the case that you're actually bidding at his probably most expensive in that he's playing great right now.
Right.
Like at this point, I actually think it's worse time to sign him right this second, because right this second, he looks like he's going to hit 50 home runs. If he settles into 38 home runs or something like that, you might actually save yourself money. I just don't think they're doing themselves any favors by signing him right this second.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, hammer the deal out before Hoagie Fest comes around, because
yeah.
in the pudding, you know, June comes around, Hoagie Fest comes around, and he starts, you know, letting them fly. So, but I got a name for
distinctive voice for next question.
Yeah, Kevin Harlan.
Kevin Harlan's a good one.
Know that voice.
Now, here's
when
my
you
question
hear
to Big Joe: like, which concert would you go to? Because I mean, Big Joe kind of feels like a Creedsman.
Yeah, I'd be taking the Creed one.
Yeah, I know. You know what, Jack? Give Big Joe the friggin' tickets.
Wow.
There he is.
Wow.
Big Joe gets the tickets. Again, the three ones we had a choice of today, Thomas Rhett, Creed, Offspring, all at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion this summer. Live Nation's got a $30 ticket to summer special offer on selected shows. Go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. We don't usually do that. I kind of like Big Joe. He came in strong with the accent.
Was strong with the accent. I didn't know if that was legit or not. I
couldn't tell, but if that means it's good.
Yep.
Speaking of good, you know what's good? Bedroom.
Yeah.
There it is.
A little love. Sometimes a little lust. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? There is no shame, zero shame, in saying to yourself, I want to be better when I'm doing that. Mm. I want to be better. I want to be better. I'm not as good as I used to be. You know, very many of us, we're not 23 anymore.
And actually, my best.
And actually, some 23-year-olds could probably use this as well, too. Mm. Blue Chew's the way to go. It's the official, you know, chew of the WIP afternoon show.
All right.
And it is going to bring you to peak performance. Mm. Peak performance. Has all the good stuff, none of the bad stuff. Good stuff.
Cialis.
The same active ingredients as?
Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin.
There it is.
Wow.
I'll let you boy.
There it is. Moment. The good stuff, chewable, not a pill that you have to swallow. It's a chewable. The good stuff, made and shipped here in the USA, so the cost is down. And what is cheaper than?
Free.
Nothing. Mm-mm. BlueChew.com. Promo code 94, your first month's going to be free. You only pay for the shipping. The bad stuff, doctor's appointment, out the window. The bad stuff, waiting in line in the pharmacy, out the window. You just go to BlueChew.com. They take care of it all there on the website. And you use that code 94 for your first month free on the WIP Afternoon Show. You only pay for the shipping. And then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP.
What's happening, fellas? How you jerks doing today? I've been waiting a week to say that. That old boy said that there last week talking about Pete Rose. I said, this fella here must carry his cojones around in a wheelbarrow just to come in hot like that.
Oh, that caller that called us all jerks? Yeah, yeah, Ike didn't let him slide.
I listen every day. Y'all's great, but you're a bunch of jerks. I was like, oh, it's going to get good. I just walked away from what I was doing at work. I went and hid. I was like, I got to hear this. There's too much going on. I said, this boy's fixing to get ripped from pillar to post, and Ike did not disappoint.
Kick his crack shut.
Yep.
You dadgum right. That's what I was hoping for, boys. I'm telling you right now. You ever threaten your son with that? Say, boy, if you don't get in there and get that room straightened up, I'm going to kick your crack shut. I do it to Owen every now and then. I just kick him right in the crack just for S's and G's, boys. It's fun. I mean, that's what having kids is for.
And you know what? You don't kick the kids' crack shut, they end up like me. My crack should have been kicked shut 100 times, and they don't end up with this annoying loud mouth, you know.
Howard should have listened to my daddy. My daddy had told Howard, he'd said, Howard, kick that boy where the good Lord split him right now.
Yep, didn't do it to me. Didn't do it to
but,
me.
But anyway, I got two things I want to hit on, the tush-push thing. The thing that I really don't like, I've always heard my ever since I've watched football, like, and you see it everywhere, like, they say the game is a game of inches. And we get those inches in the tush-push, but it really pisses me off that if they get rid of it, I'm fine with it, because all we're going to do is just drive their ass in the ground with quarterback sneak or Saquon.
So you're saying if you only need a few inches, you're going to drive their ass into the ground.
Well, you can cut that, I guess. I wasn't talking about what I was saying now.
It's
called a big dose of D.
Yeah, I ain't like Keith Jones and Ben Davis. I ain't just lobbing them up there for you. I wasn't thinking about that. But yeah, have we not always heard it's a game of inches?
Yes. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And out of spite, if I was Eagles next year, like for the competition committee, because as far as we know, there's never really been a recorded injury doing the tush-push, right?
Right.
As far as we know.
Yep.
So I would bring something up saying make it illegal for them to do the Lambeau leap. Like somebody might tire a knee jumping up there into the fans or something like that. That's, I'd do it just to piss them off. I mean, you know it wouldn't pace, but I'd do it just to gig at them a little bit.
Yeah.
Second thing, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
I'd sign him right now, guys. I'm telling you, he might be 32, but medicine's a whole lot better these days. Look at what David Ortiz did. And I don't want to hear nothing about what he may have done. He's in the hall. Can't take nothing from him. Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper could both get 500 home runs for the Phils. Could you imagine the ticket sales that would be? I mean, it's going to be insane. I mean, the jersey sales, the jerseys and all that stuff. Sign the man. He's everybody up there loves him. Hell, I love him. I think, you know, between him and Bryce are probably the two most popular players on the team. Am I right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
1A and 1B, you know, and I'd say, what, Wheels or Stott's probably the third most popular player.
So now we're signing guys for ticket sales in 5 years when they hit their 500th home run.
Hey, man, you got to think about it.
Could you imagine that, though? I mean, you've got two guys possibly getting 500 home runs in the same season, maybe. In the same season.
That's
the
exciting
same
stuff. Come on, that's big stuff.
I'm sure they said it about Ryan Howard when they signed him to that contract.
Wow, come on.
I'm just saying.
Maybe. I don't know. But as far as noticeable, like recognizable voices, I've got one for you. But before I do, I got a movie recommendation for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The Accountant Part 2.
Dude.
I don't know if y'all seen.
So we just watched, we saw the preview for The Accountant Part 2, my wife and I, and we realized we had never seen The Accountant. So two nights ago, we watched The Accountant with Ben Affleck. Dude, you would love it. You would love it.
Awesome, dude.
Dude, The Accountant was awesome. A+. I'm very psyched for The Accountant 2. The only problem was that I had seen the preview for The Accountant 2, so I knew something in The Accountant that you don't know
until
the end. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, The Accountant 2, I'm not kidding, totally different movie than Part 1. It's not as it's got its serious elements, but it kind of plays like a good old-fashioned buddy cop movie. No joke. I loved it. It's phenomenal. But my most recognizable voice is when I'm listening every day, and Chuck from Mount Airy calls in. I mean, you got to know Chuck. You dadgum right, buddy. That's it. Every dadgum time. You know who it is. But anyway, heck of a show, boys. I've been waiting a week to call y'all jerks. But, yeah, that old boy, he carried his round in one of them two-wheel wheelbarrows, one of them big old wheelbarrows. I was like, it's going to be good because I'm going to kick his crack shut. But anyway, I'll holler at you later. I love you, boys. Man.
All right, Justin. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, I enjoyed The Accountant. Have you seen it, Jack?
No.
I have not seen The Accountant.
I don't watch modern movies.
Oh. You don't watch modern movies. What
he's like a Jason Bourne movie?
Well, yeah, sort of. It's like Ben Affleck plays this accountant, but he's an accountant like for all these organized crime things. But he's also like this super kick-ass killer guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at the might check it out. Check that out.
Oh, dude, I love it.
You said two is not the same?
Well, no, he said two is leans into it a little bit more, I think, is that this one tries to be a little more serious than I think the second one was.
Okay.
The problem with the preview of two is that you find something out in the last 15 minutes of The Accountant that you don't know the whole movie, and if you see the preview for two, you already know something about the movie.
Check it out.
Yeah, yeah, I would see The Accountant. Good flick.
All right.
Patty in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Patty.
Patty!
I love it. I was calling about the Tush Push. Mike, I was surprised you're worried about losing it because I feel like you hated it.
No.
You were always like, oh, Jalen stole two more touchdowns from Saquon.
Well, no, that's actually what Ike says and Jack says.
That's for personal reasons.
Yeah, that's because they're betting on touchdowns.
Anytime touchdowns. Yeah.
Do you think Saquon's lobbying the other teams to get rid of him? Yeah.
Now I saw the stat: 60% of Jalen's rushing touchdowns have been on tush pushes.
Only 60?
Yeah, I would have guessed higher as well. No, Patty, I don't have a problem with it. I see it as a huge advantage that they have, and I don't think it's just an on-field advantage. I think it is a mental advantage.
Mental age,
the other team. I think the other team thinks so much about having to stop it. It almost makes them reconsider their strategy on other downs because they don't want to have to deal with a third and one or a fourth and one. And I think when the other team gets beat by that play, I also think it is a I think that team feels defeated, that there's nothing they can do. And we saw that happen against Washington, you know, in the playoffs. So I'm pretty upset about it, actually.
I agree with all of that. The only reason I'm a tiny bit okay with them banning it is I've heard other players or coaches say the only way to stop it is to hurt Jalen. And I feel like one of these times somebody's just going to do it. So it's nice to have that off the table, intentionally hurting Jalen.
Yeah, they did do it with Kenny Pickett, though they did have to ragdoll him into the end zone. Didn't quite work the same way.
I don't think he was thrilled the third time they ran it.
No, when he had broken ribs and they're picking him up and throw him into the end zone. I hear that.
Right.
I hear that, Patty. I hear that for sure. What is your notable voice? Or your what was the word I'm looking for? Was it notable? I forget.
Yeah,
notable voice.
Well, I went to a wedding once, and the bride and groom, you know, introduced for the first time in public, like they do at the reception, was done by Meryl Reese.
I was going to guess Meryl. Yep.
Yeah.
Meryl.
What?
Meryl's a huge answer, Patty. Meryl's a huge answer. Yes. Yeah. Incredibly, especially in Philadelphia.
Yes, sir.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Pardon me. Do you have any gray poopoo?
There it is.
The tone of Ike and Gilio's way too friendly debate.
It was a very friendly debate. It was very respectful. It was very, I see your point.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, here's the thing.
Just a warm up for you.
Well, and it was an uphill battle for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be honest, I didn't have a lot of fire for keeping Joel.
Your point was right, but it's hard to be passionate about, you know, keeping Joel at this point.
And I didn't want to be disingenuous.
I hear you. And both of you. I think Gilio is a very good debater. Yeah. I thought it was one of his weakest performances.
Terrible performance.
Yeah, I thought you beat him soundly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I think he should be getting ready to maybe take a WFAN shift and wave a magic wand and get rid of the Juan Soto contract. I think that's what he was preparing for the entire time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, giving them the magic wand.
The wand and the magic. He would be doing that show out there.
I know.
What's next?
Is this guy serious? Joe and New Hope reacting to Spike calling him 120 pounds soaking wet.
That was the joke. That's the joke. I still think Julio is skinnier than me.
Yeah, it's tough.
Really?
Yeah, it's hard. It really is.
I don't even think it's close, but maybe I don't. When I look in the mirror,
he is really small.
I still see a fat guy when I look in the mirror. But when I look at Gilio, he looks like
a tiny guy.
Tiny guy. Yeah. What's next?
5 years ago, Elliot.
Will you marry me?
Mrs. Elliot.
Yes.
Mrs. Elliot, 1 week later. So when are we getting married? Elliot.
You said yes?
I was so focused on asking the question that I didn't listen to the answer. Alex in Lancaster.
Did you pick up on Elliot today, not listening to the answer?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
By the way, the video of him dancing is outrageous. What's the little hop thing he's doing before the finger twirl?
It's a short guy move.
He was in his element, man.
He was. It was like when he's at his wedding.
Yeah.
Well. It's a hop, hop, hop finger swirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's something else. What's next?
Ike. Come get your boy. The cookout when Elliot starts dancing.
He thinks he's a good dancer, too. That's the other thing.
I mean, maybe he is.
Well, he's not a bad dancer.
Not bad, sure.
Not bad. See, you guys, you're judging him too harsh.
Yeah.
You're judging him too harsh.
I want to see his best. Yeah. I want to see him give me.
You guys were expecting to be wowed by his dancing.
Well
me, I'm just happy it doesn't like he had two left feet.
Okay.
Like he's moving in rhythm.
You lower expectations.
I'm a two-stepper, so I don't know all the dance moves either.
He looks like he's avoiding a snake or something. What's next?
For the love of God, do not encourage Elliot to get a grill. We'll never make it. The 3-foot-high dry blades of uncut grass at Elliot's house.
Has anyone ever sounded less like a...
A grillsman?
Or just like a man. I mean, he's like, do I plug in the grill? I mean, like turn on
the grill.
Yeah, he was talking about it like he just arrived on this planet.
Like it was a microwave.
Yeah. Like you plug it in or something. And he's like, oh, I thought you were talking about a grill that you plug in inside. What are you talking about?
And he lives in the city, like in Center City. How many people are grilling in Center City?
Well, if you have, he's got a yard.
He does?
He's got a backyard.
I know he said that.
Yeah. He hired someone to cut his lawn.
Yeah, a lot of people that, like, when I lived in South Philly.
He had a 10x10 grass patch in his backyard. He hired somebody to cut that.
He could have cut it with scissors.
When I lived in South Philly, I had a little 10x10, like, concrete backyard. Yeah. But people had grills back there.
Sure.
Yeah. Not Elliot.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't want
it to
explode.
Well, you got probably the smaller grills, or you use the big grills?
No, just like this wide.
A regular size grill.
Yeah. What's next? Right.
The seats have warmers and coolers. The popcorn is organic. The players come into the stands and talk to you. And don't get me started on the George Steinbrenner hologram. Spike, still talking about Yankee Stadium during the break.
It's just it's a different thing. If you're a player, being at Yankee Stadium and being at Citi Field are different things.
Nobody cares about the ghost of the Babe Ruth and all those stinking Yankee
not
players.
Not even the house they built. It's how genius.
When you're there, there's something about being a Yankee. There's nothing about being a Met.
Sounds like you miss it a little bit.
Yeah, really.
I don't. I'm just saying.
You want Schwarber to leave so he can sign with the Yankees.
No. They already have their overpaid
right, yeah,
DH.
Yeah, you got that guy.
Giancarlo Stanton's still got like 7 more years on his contract. What's next?
Actually, guys, I'm going to need at least 6 weeks of debate prep, and then I will set a date to debate with Ike. Joe DiCamera doing what Joe DiCamera does.
Yeah.
The ramp-up period. Yeah.
Do I have Joe DiCamera tomorrow?
Yeah, 5:15.
Oh, so I got Hugh and Joe DiCamera.
What are you arguing with Hugh about?
Defense is luxury.
Oh, okay, that'll be good. That's going to be a good one.
No shot.
He has no shot.
Because I want you to bring the loud out of
you. Bring it out of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. And obviously, Spike versus Maury. Like, those two are
Spike versus
Jolly on Maury. Yes.
And when is that one?
That's during our show.
Yeah. Is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We got some good ones tomorrow. Yeah.
I am going to obliterate Jolly. I hope, and I love Jolly. I have great respect for Jolly.
Yes.
I am going to cut him down to size tomorrow.
Jeez.
Yeah. I am. Livy Dunn, I hope you're not listening because.
This is the mental edge he gets too over you because now you got to think about this all day.
I will not lose to Jolly on this. I just won't.
There's going to be a lot of yelling. No one's going to moderate it. They just let you guys
you
go.
Are.
Nah, I'm good. Let him just go.
The other thing is, the thing he goes, that's a hot take. None of my opinions about Maury are hot takes.
He does the hot take thing.
Yeah. This is not a hot take. You saying he's not even good at his job and you could be better
that's
at
a
it,
hot take.
That's a hot take.
And that he's a loathsome human being.
Yeah, whatever that means.
And you want to do whatever. Never mind.
Yeah. What's next?
I actually had something going on personally that day. It wasn't related to politics or anything like that. Callers from the delegation and why they didn't call yesterday.
No one.
Corey didn't call. Yoshi didn't call.
Yeah. Ken from Cinnamon called.
Yep.
Every hour.
The whitest show we've ever had.
Yep. Callers, Troy from, New Hope.
Let's go to Brad in Delco.
Yep.
Chad, where's...
Yeah, Chad in Westchester.
Yep. It was unbelievable.
Yep.
Oh, man. Did y'all point that out?
Yeah. Jack did.
Oh, you pointed it out.
Not even Corey.
Not even Corey. No, Corey didn't call yesterday?
No.
Oh, y'all let that go today like it was...
No, I think Corey might have been on the board. Did I not get to him yesterday for one reason or another? I don't know. Did Corey call?
Oh, man.
I don't think Corey called.
No, because he explained later via text message why he could not call.
No, I know the reason.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yep. The only way to explain it.
Is there a Fritz at 6 coming up next?
No, it's Phil's Basement.
Why are you ready? Oh, it's Phil's Basement?
Well, no, it's not.
It's at 8 o'clock.
Oh, hold on. Does it really make sense to have me do an extra hour and a half?
Well, I'm just saying.
I wouldn't have gone this late with TK next.
We
I'm sorry,
TK.
He doesn't care.
Okay. Well, he cares.
TK does care, man. He got hot takes to get out there.
Yeah, you got a take for today, TK? You got a take?
Forget. Now I just, all I can think about is you and Jolly tomorrow.
I'm going to roast him.
I can't wait.
He's got no chance. I'm going to be, I was going to say a word, phrase, and I can't say it.
Can't even say it.
No, I could.
Same thing I got caught on.
Yep. Is that what it was?
Yep.
All right. Well, TK is next. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco to go. This deal legit. Taco to go. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go. $2.99.